Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, my mistake before the break, the New York City Public Schools crackdown on bake sales discussion is coming up later this hour. Right now, if the bank wants to foreclose on your home, one thing you need is a good lawyer. But a new study by the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU Law School finds disturbing numbers of families facing foreclosure without legal counsel. Malanka Clark, Brennan Center attorney, joins us now to talk about the findings and what needs to be done. Hi, Malanka. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
First, why do you need a lawyer if you're in foreclosure? What does a lawyer do in that situation?
The lawyer can do a series of things for you. So if you have been, there are a series of protections at the state and federal level that protect you from lending abuse. So there may be someone that has enticed you to refinance your loan. What you might not know is that it's an unnecessary flip. They've basically done that to you to get higher fees, for example, to collect fees, and they also have, without you realizing it, entered you into something that has a higher interest rate. So that's a great example of a specific problem that can be addressed and identified by an attorney. The other thing that lawyers can do, I mean, there are a series of protections like that. For instance, in general, there's a requirement that the loan terms that you're given are accurate and not misleading. And in certain states, there are special protections for the elderly, for example. And so for those folks, there are actually laws that say you cannot give a loan to that person if you know they're not going to be able to afford that. And as we've seen, that's been a very big problem across
the nation. In other words, somebody facing foreclosure may not realize at that point that they may have, in legal terms, been duped into their loan.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And most people, you know, they get the notice of default and just want to bury their heads in the sand. But the reality is that there are things that, you know, that may be able to be raised.
Listeners, have you gone through foreclosure either with or without an attorney? We want to hear your stories. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you went through with an attorney, can you imagine going through foreclosure without one? If you went through foreclosure or are going without a lawyer, call up and tell us what legal questions you're having to answer on your own or anything else you want to say. 212-433-WNYC is our phone number, 212-433-9692, or you can post your story or question to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Malanka Clark, Brennan Center for Justice, attorney, my guest. It's inconceivable to me to think that somebody could go through foreclosure without a lawyer. I mean, you need a lawyer present to buy a home, right? You
right.
have to have an attorney when you go to closing, or almost everybody does. And to think that at the point that they're going to take your home from you, that fewer people have lawyers than at the point where you buy your home, that's almost inconceivable to me.
No, it's true. It's a life-altering, you know, event, and here you are without any help at all. But in fact, you know, while you, the average person perhaps who thinks about owning a home would say, yes, I have a lawyer at my side, but many people, and many of the people that were subject to subprime loans, those loans were disproportionately targeted to low-income minority communities. Many of those folks entered into the loans in the first instance without legal help.
Uh-huh.
So they've been, you know, on their own from the beginning. And in fact, if a lawyer had been there in the first instance, they would not have found themselves where many of them are finding themselves in the terms,
or they may have just gone through the motions and been an attorney for being present at the closing, as many lawyers probably would do. But you have different numbers in your survey results by different localities and different groups of homeowners. For example, some startling numbers about people with subprime loans in Queens going through foreclosure. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes. So we were able to actually dig down into the weeds to see what the numbers looked like in terms of who was going through foreclosure. So exactly, in New York, we identified some particularly hard hit or impacted counties such as Queens, also Staten Island and Nassau, where the foreclosure numbers are very high. And we looked at those folks that had subprime mortgages. And the reason we were able to do that is that you know, the court clerks take keep track of those type of loans. And we found in Queens that 84% of folks in foreclosure proceedings didn't have representation. In Staten Island, it was actually 91%. And in Nassau County, it was 92%.
91%, 92% of people in that category. That is people who had originally gotten into their homes with subprime loans.
Absolutely. The numbers are staggering.
Do you see, well, and the Connecticut number is also striking and very simple. Over 60%, if I'm reading this right, over 60% of defendants facing property foreclosure of any kind in the last 2 years in the state did not have a lawyer.
Exactly, and that's statewide. And we would expect, if we were able to similarly isolate homeowners and certainly homeowners with subprime loans in those in that state, that that number would be higher as well.
If you're a criminal defendant in this country, the state must provide you with a court-appointed attorney if you can't afford your own. A law-abiding person who has hit hard economic times does not have the same right?
That's exactly right.
So
that's
if you've exactly raped or murdered someone, or at least accused of that, you basically have more legal rights in this country than if you lost your job.
Yeah. I've heard it said, you know, if you rob the bank, you get an attorney. But if the bank robs you, no attorney.
Teresa in Shelton in Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I am in foreclosure court in Connecticut, on my house in Connecticut for the last year. I had a marital property in Queens, which when I lost my job last year, I had to sell it to try and save my house in Connecticut. I was told by an 800 number from the housing authority that they will not refinance my Connecticut house or help me in any way, or I'm not eligible for the Obama package until I only own one home. So I've unfortunately have had a lot of problems in closing the house in Queens. And then I went back to foreclosure mediation in Connecticut, and I told them what happened, that I won't be getting any equity. First of all, I really don't want a lawyer because I've been in divorce court in Queens for 9 years, and the lawyers took most of the equity in my house in Queens. So
you're sick of lawyers. You're sick of lawyers. You're suspicious of lawyers. You're the victim of lawyers.
There's a real, and you mentioned the criminal element. My ex-husband is good at lying under oath in the criminal element, and so they give everything to him, knowing that he has lied under oath and knowing that I proved it. The Queens courts are very corrupt.
You mean in spite of that?
Yeah, so in spite of that, so when I went back to foreclosure mediation last week in Connecticut, I told them that I'm getting no equity from the house in Queens, that I'm ready for the axe to fall, and they said, well, you're eligible for the Obama stimulus refinance. And I said, what? And so, unfortunately, there's all these agencies that are misinforming me, have misinformed me over the last year. I was told I'm not eligible for it. Then back in foreclosure mediation, I am eligible.
All right. So is your question, are you eligible?
I am eligible. I have the paperwork.
Right.
I'm going to fill it out. I have three children living with me. Who's going to rent to me? You know, like, I want to save my home. I want a safe and warm place for them, and hopefully I'll be able to finish it. But I could not see spending one more dime on a lawyer, and I refuse to do it. And if you really work hard, I almost think if you do your research and you keep staying committed to your mission to the end, that maybe you don't really need a lawyer because they just take all your money.
Wow. Teresa, that is some story, and of course, we wish you all the best going through this complicated situation, and we hope you get to keep your home. But what about the point that she makes?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair point. Some people have the wherewithal to navigate this complicated system on their own. Although I would note, I mean, just there, and as the caller noted, there are a series of interventions at the state and federal level, mediation programs, the Obama program, and there's a lot of confusion out there for the agencies about whether you qualify, for example, for the Obama program and the like. So I think it's difficult to do that, but certainly
I think the point, though, is that somebody should be entitled to make the choice that Teresa is making. And if they decide that the whole thing is too complicated and over their head or whatever, and they want legal representation, then they should have the ability to get it.
I think that's exactly the point. And when we're talking about low-income people, do we want to say, because you can't afford a lawyer and you've got a viable legal claim here, you're not going to be able to bring it?
Andrew in Suffolk County. You're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. We had a mortgage on the house that was roughly 28% of the value of the house. And once we got into the negotiation with the people as far as the foreclosure, we got one notice, then they weren't going to post it, then they were going to post it, so on and so forth. Then we went to estate counseling, which is mandatory, and also it's a federal counseling. And they were the ones that pointed out to us, look, you've got a relatively small mortgage on a rather valuable house. What the mortgage company is really after, where they were a bunch of, let us say, well, I won't use the word, they're after your house, because they realize that they can get the other 70-some-odd percent of the house for nothing, just by jerking you around and then finally foreclosing on it.
So a lawyer helped you figure that out?
No, this counseling service that is mandated by the government.
Aha. Uh-huh. In the state of New York, are you familiar with this counseling
service,
Malenka?
Yeah, so there's a mediation program in New York, which the courts are providing. It's court-ordered, and it's actually only there for certain types of loans, so it doesn't apply to all homeowners.
So at least there's that.
At least there's that. And actually, I don't know about Suffolk, and it may not be clear to the caller who the counselor was, but in certain counties, they actually are having legal aid attorneys in that room. So when you appear for the conference, you at least get to ask them questions. And in certain instances, they go further with you and provide representation. And that's great. That can be certainly be very helpful. And if if your issues can be resolved in that way, that's better absolutely than not having any help at all.
Malenka Clark from the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU with us for another few minutes as we talk about their new survey showing how surprisingly many people going through foreclosure do so without an attorney. And Janet in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I just wanted to find out, how do you actually find a lawyer? What's the criteria to make sure that they're legitimate? And then what are the fees that they charge? And would a foreclosure lawyer be the same person that you could use to buy a house?
Great questions. All great questions. How do you know a good foreclosure lawyer when you see one?
Great question. One resource that can be very helpful is actually lawhelp.org. That's www.lawhelp.org, and it applies across the nation, so you can put in your zip code and see what resources are available for you in the jurisdiction that you're in. Many of those resources may only be provided to folks if you have their income qualifications, so you may be above the free resources, for example, that would be provided to you on that list, but you at least will find referrals. It's a website that's supported by the Legal Services Corporation, which is the federal entity, and also the Open Society Institute. So I think that's your first line of defense. It's a great place to look.
Janet, good luck. And you see this whole thing as part of a longstanding shortage of legal representation for the poor. So now in the foreclosure crisis, this is another manifestation of it. Before you go, are you proposing anything be done about this at the policy level?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in the first instance, we're talking about increasing support both at the state and federal level for resources for attorneys. So given the rise in demand, and again, as you said, even before the foreclosure crisis, what we knew is that 80% of the legal needs of the poor were not being met. This is only, and not just the foreclosure crisis. Of course, there are all sorts of things that are happening now to folks, loss of jobs and the like, that have increased their legal needs, and more people in poverty, in fact, because of the economic crisis. So that's one thing. The second thing is what's happening with the federal money that's used to support people, the attorneys that are serving the poor around the country. That's through the Legal Services Corporation. There are a series of restrictions on those attorneys that take money from the federal government that essentially put them into court with one hand tied behind their back. So they're going up against, banks and lenders with the full tools that they need, yet they are not allowed to bring class actions. They're not allowed to seek attorney's fees. They're actually also not allowed to do advocacy in front of legislative bodies unless they're specifically invited. So all of that's a no-cost fix. The federal government, that's Congress, and they're considering a bill right now that would lift many of these restrictions. They need to lift those restrictions and allow the playing field to be equal. We can't have a system where all of the power and tools is on one side. We see where that has left us.
Indeed. Malanka Clark, Brennan Center for Justice, attorney at NYU, on their new survey on how many people are going through foreclosure without attorneys. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC. Now we'll get to that New York City Public Schools crackdown on bake sales coming up. Yes, bake sales coming up in a minute.